And as mentioned just then with Chris Bowen, the nation's growth rate came in lower than expected yesterday, with at least two prominent economists now speculating that Reserve Bank might cut official interest rates as it confronts the combination of falling house prices and tighter lending conditions. The ABC senior business correspondent Peter Ryan joins me now. And Peter, how seriously is the rate cut view being taken, given Australia's enviable status of having 27 years of unbroken economic growth?
Well, Sarah, it's sounding like a real possibility, even though that growth record remains intact, even after a surprise slowing in the most recent quarter with growth of just 0.3 of 1% and 2.8% over the year. Remember, last month the Reserve Bank was actually predicting solid growth of around 3.5%. As we heard, the problem is that falling real estate values in the big markets of Sydney and Melbourne have really damaged perceptions of personal household wealth, so households are trimming budgets, cutting back on discretionary items, banks tightening lending standards as a result of fallout from the Royal Commission and action by the banking regulator APRA to limit investor lending. But there are also some concerns that the slowing economy might also put pressure on predictions of a surplus in next year's pre-election budget. Stephen Kakoulis, Managing Director of Market Economics, says although the Reserve Bank has been tipping the next move will be up, RBA Governor Dr. Philip Lowe will change his mind and cut when the facts begin to change.
Look, they're made up of mere mortals. They're human beings who prepare these forecasts. And they've shown that over the last, 25, 30 years, that when the economy changes, they change their view. So, look, it isn't about face. It's not to be necessarily critical of them. But for the moment, it looks as if they've been too optimistic on growth, too optimistic on inflation getting back into the target. And another quarter like the one we saw yesterday will probably force them to change their view and trim rates.
And do you have any timeline on when they might look at doing that?
We think about May. They'll have had another two quarters of inflation numbers. They'll have had another, obviously, 5 or 6 months of unemployment numbers, which is likely to creep up a little. And, of course, they'll be assessing what's happening in this global economy.
And what impact would this have on budget predictions, given that we have an election coming up next year?
Oh, look, that's the really interesting thing, because as we've been hearing from the government at the moment, that the revenue was flooding into the coffers and they were on track to reach a surplus, and they still might be. But all it will take is for another quarter or two of softer economic growth, then all of a sudden that return to surplus will be more problematic.
And that's economist Stephen Kakoulis of Market Economics there. And Peter, there'll be another snapshot on consumer sentiment later this morning, and that might well add to the rate cut predictions.
Yes, so we'll be seeing our retail sales for the month of October. They're expected to come in with sluggish growth of just 0.2 of 1%, so not great news in the lead up to Christmas.
The ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, thank you.